As the water rises and falls on the Mississippi River, Moline is helping a bridge contractor deal with the flooding. When the river is high, the current is faster and stronger. That causes problems for Lunda Construction, which is working from barges in the middle of the river. Public Works Director J.D. Schulte says Moline helped Lunda find more space to work at the east end of Ben Butterworth Parkway.
And then they will set, as I understand it, like 139-foot sections of girders that'll probably be about 80 feet wide, and then they'll assemble these floor sections there, and then they'll, you know, use some mooring-type materials to get that across onto barges, elevate it out into the channel, and then crane them up into place.
It's a five-acre site between 53rd and 55th Streets.
And to get those staged and get them ready to just, like I say, accelerate the schedule as much as possible, they needed additional space. So there are no properties anymore along that old River Drive section that access their property from that section of the road. So we're going to go ahead and the City Council allowed them to close that so they can stage those girders there.
Schulte says Lunda chose the Moline Riverfront because it's easier to move materials on and off barges compared to Bettendorf, where a levee limits access to the Mississippi River. This year, Lunda will continue to build the arches for the Iowa-bound side of the new I-74 bridge. The $1.2 billion project should be complete in the year 2021.